Count one is guilty. 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 Another felony charge. Guilty. 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 Count 34. Guilty. Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. All 34 are felonies. Donald Trump has now been convicted of 34 different felony crimes by a jury of his peers in Manhattan.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, May 30th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1227. Donald Trump, the former U.S. president and presumptive 2024 Republican nominee, is a convicted felon. A jury of 12 New Yorkers found Trump guilty on all 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2020 presidential election by falsifying business records, a crime that carries a possible sentence of up to 4 years in prison per count. The verdict, both historic and unprecedented, makes Trump the first former president in U.S. history to be convicted of a felony. The judge denied Trump's motion for an acquittal and set a sentencing hearing for July 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Convention. The Biden campaign said the verdict illustrates that no one is above the law, but added there is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, at the ballot box. Convicted felon or not, Trump will be the Republican nominee for president. Trump, meanwhile, declared the outcome a disgrace and proclaimed, "We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man." He also falsely claimed that the case was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt a political opponent, and promised that the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. He added, "Our country has gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore." Trump is expected to appeal the verdict, which could take months or years to resolve. Moving on, Biden gave Ukraine permission to strike inside Russia with U.S.-made weapons. The approval is a significant reversal for Biden and is intended for Ukraine to strike military targets in Russia that are being used to attack Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. Putin, meanwhile, accused NATO of unending escalation and warned that this could lead to serious consequences. And finally, Chief Justice John Roberts refused to meet with the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss the Supreme Court's ethics crisis related to Justice Samuel Alito and Justice Clarence Thomas. Alito has faced scrutiny over reports that two of his properties displayed flags that are linked to those flown by Trump supporters during the January 6 attack, followed by his refusal to recuse himself from cases involving Trump and the January 6 insurrection. Thomas, meanwhile, reportedly accepted secret luxury vacations from Republican billionaire mega-donor Harlan Crow for more than two decades without disclosing them. Thomas also failed to disclose that he sold real estate to Crow. Roberts said separation of powers concerns and the importance of preserving judicial independence counsel against such appearances. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.